More than 600 workers at the D-Max plant in Moraine have been temporarily laid off while the General Motors strike continues. D-Max is a GM majority-owned plant that supplies turbo diesel engines for GMC Sierra and Chevrolet Silverado HD pickup trucks. Hundreds of General Motors parts suppliers across the country have been affected by the labor dispute. A new report estimates financial losses for GM are approaching $2 billion. The report from Michigan-based Anderson Economic Group also estimates lost worker wages nationally at close to $1 billion. GM United Auto Workers members have been on strike for more than a month. Some of those lost worker wages could be mitigated by any large settlement GM agrees to pay out to UAW members when the strike ends. But Anderson Public Policy Director Brian Peterson says that settlement would not help GM suppliers hard hit by the strike, including Navistar in Springfield and D-Max in Moraine.
The real challenge here is that these automotive supplier workers who were temporarily laid off or had their hours reduced are not getting any kind of incentive check, right? So that's still $533 million in lost wages that won't be recovered even though the strike is ending.
Voting is expected to continue Friday on a tentative agreement announced last week between the UAW and GM. A simple majority vote is needed to ratify that agreement, but Peterson says it could take some time for GM's supply chain to ramp up enough to get workers and suppliers back to work. For WISO, I'm Jerry Kenney.